Isaac!
It's Isaac.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
We have this Disney Jam pretty much every day. Heidi and Frank will tell you in the morning what it's going to be. And when we play it like we just did, you be caller 25 like Isaac just did in Corona. And you get a 4-pack of passes. It's your choice. Which park do you want to go into? Disneyland or California Adventure? So very cool to be sending people back to play.
Agreed.
Have fun.
With public in public places with people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, very bizarre.
I don't know if you saw this. The man who slapped the French president. Did you see him?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it until you showed me the picture of the president being escorted quickly away. Get him out of here. He's been slapped.
He was doing one of those meet and greets along a rope line,
mm-hmm.
and a guy reached out and shook his hand mm-hmm. with his right hand and then slapped him in the face with his other
that's
one.
Not a sucker punch. That's a sucker slap.
It's a sucker slap.
That's pretty.
And I was just asking you off the air, do you remember ever seeing a world leader being slapped?
I absolutely do not. The only thing I remember is George W. Bush getting a shoe thrown at him, which he ducked
quite well. Yes. The man allegedly slapped French President Emmanuel Macron, I believe is how you say his name, in the face, ran a club for enthusiasts of medieval swordsmanship.
Okay.
His name was Damien Terrell. President Macron was on a trip to the country to take the country's pulse after the pandemic with less than a year to go before the next presidential election.
Apparently it's to slap. That's how everybody's feeling.
And he was doing a walkabout.
A walkabout.
In southern France as he greeted people. And the guy shook his hand, shouted, "Down with Macronia!" Which apparently was a war chant when they had a monarchy in the 1800s.
Wow.
His friends describe him as someone who was, quote, a bit lost and geeky. Other friends described him as a man who loved period role play, lived with his mom, and did not cause trouble.
So that's, his slap is sort of like he's challenging him to a duel?
In France, that's
gloves.
What it is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
A charge of assault against a public official carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and a €45,000 euro fine.
Ooh, that's a lot more than.
Do you want to talk to him, the guy that slapped the president?
The guy that,
Daniel Terrell?
Absolutely.
Yes. We have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Nice. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you today?
We are good.
Well done, by the way.
How are you, sir?
I am furious with Macron. This will not stand, monsieur.
Well, I mean, I think he's the ruler of France, pretty much. And there's a government, and they have laws, and you broke them.
Down with Macronia. He is ruining the entire country of France.
Okay.
Were you challenging? Were you challenging him to a duel with the slap, or what was that?
Oui, yes, I was challenging him to face me with a weapon of his choice. Could be, I don't know, baguette or some fromage.
You want to fight him with cheese?
Yes, we have the age-old cheese fight from the old medieval days, which I love so much.
Right, maybe too much, some would say.
And he and I would face each other at dawn for the honor of France, which he is ruining with his stupid policies.
Okay. So did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Hold on, a drool.
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
Did you get to say...
I am not drooling. I want to fight. Right. That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
Right, no, but what I meant was, did you get to challenge him to a duel, did the security take you down?
Unfortunately, they took me down before I could get the word out.
Yeah.
And then I tried to call the presidential palace, but they won't take calls anymore since Yahoo DJs fooled another president and made them very angry.
The other station, that ruined it for everyone?
Oh, those guys.
Ruined it for everyone. Now I can make a drool with him.
Well, thank you for taking some time today. We appreciate it. I don't know what you said, but thank you.
Mr. Everlast, House of Pain. Nice one, man.
I really feel like that song cannot be listened to softly. Like, if that song comes on and you're in the car with somebody and you're talking, ceases, and that one goes up.
You start jumping around in the car.
I love that.
That is good stuff. Thank you, Carlos. Good request.
It is a Friday afternoon, and we are going to do another episode of Slanguage. Welcome, Justin Credible.
Yes, my friends, Kevin, Sluggo, how you guys doing?
Good, today, man. I'd like to... so far with you, we've learned booming. We've learned we viral.
Yes, we are viral.
Running it up.
Run it up.
Shorty's a 10.
Dime piece, baby. Dime piece.
I feel like we're making progress.
I feel like the delivery gets better each time we connect, man.
Right, but when we start at such a deficit, that needs to...
Yeah, maybe just call me one day before you drop it on someone, just
hey,
to make sure.
How do I use it again?
Yeah. How about I'll give you guys... couple more words
okay.
to add to the Slanguage dictionary.
Okay.
Perfect.
This one right here started getting hot inside of the pandemic, so it's fairly new.
All right.
I haven't used it that many times myself.
Oh.
So proceed with caution, especially in this city.
But we can't pull stuff off anyway, so it's
so,
fine.
So this is truly dangerous. I mean, you're just setting us up now, right? What is
maybe,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, but I think this one is gonna be well received by your friends.
Okay.
When greeting your friends, you want to say, "What's up, gang?"
What's
gang.
Up, gang? What's
Even
up?
If it's just one person?
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
That's
All
kind
right.
of the part right there. It makes yeah. you feel like I'm one of the crew, though. And
right.
I've been
right.
accepted. It's like, "What's up, gang? What's up, gang?"
Right.
Now, in
and
LA.
You're saying that could be dangerous.
In certain parts of the city. We aren't really frequent in those parts, so
right.
we should be okay.
Right.
But you definitely want to scope out the you know, who's around
the
before you drive
okay.
the environment. Just,
I gotcha.
Just a little footnote there.
Right.
All right. Sluggo, you good with that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
All right. You're trying to keep us safe.
Yes.
Just very precautionary yeah. measures.
Exactly.
What's up, gang?
What's up, gang? That's right.
All right.
It's like it's a term of endearment, it lets them know.
I'm one of you.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And you're one of me.
And why do you think it's got started during the pandemic?
I don't know why.
Yeah,
it just
right?
started. I started
huh.
hearing it more
yeah,
over
yeah.
the last 6 months or so.
Okay. Right?
You know, and I'm
yep.
up on it. I'm
yep.
up. So
yep.
it's
yep.
like whatever the latest words
right, that's
are.
That's a challenge. Now I want to use that.
Yeah, try it out.
It's a challenge because
yeah,
you
yeah.
said it's dangerous.
Tonight when you go see your grandma, you're going to stop
yes.
by.
Yeah, what's up, gang?
It, yeah, throw it out on her
How
right
do you think she'll respond?
What's that, dear?
Along those lines.
I'm a dime piece.
Yeah.
That's what she knows. Grandma's a dime piece. Certified dime piece. All right, another word that we're adding to our Slanguage vocabulary mm-hmm. is you know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Well, I think I could almost pull that off.
I think this one is something that's going to be a nice transitional word to get us to the next level of Slanguage.
Okay.
When someone's asking you what you have going on tonight,
uh-huh.
or maybe you're inviting them over, and you're like, oh, couple drinks, sports game on TV. You know the vibes.
All right.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
It's good vibes always.
That makes sense.
So I think that's something that you could use on with any generation,
I think that's going to be probably safer than what's up, gang.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the vibes? Is it easier?
Yes.
But that
know?
Would actually be a response to what's up, gang, right?
It could
it
be,
could
too.
Be, right?
See,
all
well
right.
done, Sluggo.
Yeah,
that's another
yeah,
part.
Yeah, yeah.
It,
I got a point. Yay!
It's a point for you. It could also be used that way, too. You know
right.
the vibes?
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
the vibes? And also, if they're giving you a compliment, like, Kev, those shoes are dope. So you know the vibes. Like, come on, man.
But of course, Kevin's never, no one's ever said
no
that about his shoes.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
yeah.
But I'll wait
but,
for it.
Yeah.
And someday. As soon as somebody does, I'll be ready.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Sal, it's always fun hanging out
yeah.
with you guys, man. You know the vibes. Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you, Justin. We
always
appreciate
a pleasure.
It. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but I... No.
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What, explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And
no, they get into
oh.
the water with sharks
oh, okay.
and they try stuff and
yeah.
it's fascinating.
Would you
sharks
ever,
are fascinating.
A cage goes in water. You
yes.
go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Wendy!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries! Sorry.
Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark, if
yes.
I get...
They,
a shark.
They do bite your leg and
yeah.
rip
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes, that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say, a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't
agree.
Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
For example,
dog bites. Mm-hmm. The dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized, like... German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes. Instead of a dog attack, we'd like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it, I might.
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meats.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking. It's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Mm.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Maybe my oldest fear.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fear since I was a kid.
Really? Any idea what brought on this fear?
Only that when you sit on the toilet, you feel a little...
exposed.
Yes. And so it was always a snake coming up through the toilet. That was the fear.
Like for as long as you can remember, like when you were being potty trained. Did one of your older brothers perhaps say, look out, there might be a snake in
there? I don't know if that happened or not.
You have an older brother, right?
I do have an older brother, yeah.
I bet he'd torment you.
That's possible.
Way. Yeah.
But then every once in a while, this happens.
It does. Too often.
And that's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
Because I'm trying to convince myself that that's a stupid fear. Stop it.
But then I'm sick of these mother-effing snakes in this mother-effing toilet bowl.
Man sits on his toilet and gets bitten in the genital area by neighbor's escaped python.
And there's the underlying annoying part. That python shouldn't be anywhere within a bazillion-mile radius, but the neighbor has it and couldn't keep it.
This was Monday. It was an Austrian man. The python apparently got away, slid through the drains. and bit him while he was on the toilet.
While he was on the toilet. That's just not nice.
He was a 65-year-old man.
Oh.
That would have done it for me. Yeah. When I'm 65, that happens, I'm out.
Yeah, and bit him quite.
I'm just out.
Quite in the.
I mean, it does.
Specific region.
It does say the groin, not groin region. What does it say?
It said, no, it was the exit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. So that
just I.
What kind of squeal did he let out? I mean, that must have been. I don't really have this fear, but now you're starting to instill it into
shortly
me, man.
Shortly after he sat on the toilet, mm-hmm. He, quote, felt a pinch.
A pinch.
In the area of his genitals. Now, are they trying to tie the genitals into a story that doesn't require it, or mm-hmm. were they involved and they just don't want to say it?
I don't know that I want to know for sure, honestly.
Though his exact route is still unclear, the snake is thought to have escaped unnoticed from the 24-year-old neighbor's apartment, who, by the way, has like 10 of them.
You know what? Snakes. So I want to hear from people who have wild animals in their homes.
Doesn't have to be a snake.
No.
Any wild animal, maybe a monkey.
Right? And we won't, you know, if you're not supposed to have them, we won't be tracking you down and sending them.
We don't care.
Yeah.
We may yell at you.
Yeah.
Because that could happen.
As long as you keep them caged and safe.
The snake, a constrictor native to Asia that can grow to more than 29 feet.
Who wants that in their house?
But imagine a boa constrictor constricting, you know, your junk.
Stuff. Various items.
I would somehow just give up. I just can't get that out of my head. And now here's another story. Another goddamn snake in a toilet. It happens.
I wish I could say it didn't. Oh. I wish I could pat you on the back and say, not to worry,
man. I've been trying my whole life to stop worrying about that because it's dumb.
And it keeps coming up, as it were.
Yes.
If you will.
It keeps coming up, as it were.
Because people can't keep control of their... If you have that stuff, man, make sure it don't get out of your house.
Remember there was a tiger wandering around the neighborhood here in Southern California?
Yes.
Somebody had a tiger, and then they took off, and it was a car chase.
There was another one not too long ago, some crazy poisonous snake that got out, and they were afraid it would have babies.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know, exactly. I mean, they're not wandering around because someone, they had the right to have it. You can have the exotic pet if you have the paperwork. Let me see your paperwork. But, you know, they still fail in keeping it.
But why?
I mean, I guess
why?
I guess I can. Well, let's find out why.
All right.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a wild animal as a pet.
But
it doesn't have to be a snake, but it can be any wild animal.
And what do you do to make sure that it don't crawl up Kevin's toilet? Right. We don't want it.
I don't want your wild animal in my butt. I think that's fair.
That seems totally fair.
818-955-KLOS.
Seems like it's asking that much. Man, oh man, you want to go to Atlanta? You want to see those humans? Well, they're not playing there. That's another one. So forget it. Go ahead and go, and you just stand there all day, and they won't show up. Yeah. No, but they're going to be playing the Bank of California Stadium, Guns N' Roses. That is happening on August 19th, and the tickets are on sale even as we speak via Live Nation. However, we got those four packs of tickets, and I thought maybe let's give away another four pack of Guns N' Roses tickets. Not right now.
Not right now. Okay.
Later on, like in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't know.
I like it. There was a python that was found in a guy's toilet, and it bit him, and I don't like that.
Not a fan.
So we're taking calls from people about you have a wild animal as a pet.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that you're able to control that pet.
Control said pet so it doesn't get into Kevin's toilet.
Keep it out of my butt. KLOS, hello.
So we used to have ostriches growing up.
Ostriches?
And, yeah, we were still, like, you know, in a suburban area. Of course, we had a half an acre of land, but yeah, people would stop by, feed them, give them bread and stuff and scraps. And
why did you have ostriches?
Some guy had an ostrich farm in town and he was selling them, and my dad, just being the man he is, said, sure, I'll take four.
I'll have four of those.
Yeah.
Where, like, most people would go, man, you know what, I'll try one. Your dad goes right for the quarter pounder.
Yeah. Weren't they kind of violent? Aren't they?
No. They were actually pretty tame, really friendly. You could go up and pet them. The male would get mad once he had eggs in there, and he would get all defensive. But
sure.
Yeah. Other than that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Very interesting.
For sure. Have a good one.
All right.
Right on.
Thank you.
Take care. Hi, KLOS. What wild animals do you or have you had?
As a pet?
Well, actually, I just got rid of it, unfortunately, less than a year ago. I happen to have a reticulated python that I've had for 11 years.
And how did you keep him from getting out of the house? I mean, I'm sure you took measures, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad and I built a great big enclosure out in the backyard.
And he never got out?
Not once.
No. Nope, not once.
Well done.
Get out,
good, because Kevin's butt is very happy to hear about that.
My butt just smiled.
It's like a rainbow.
Well, I don't think a snake bigger around than your thigh could possibly do that. It was, like I said, it was over 17 and a half feet.
Right. I guess this wasn't a very large one then to get through the turlet hole. Maybe in Australia they're larger. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's very interesting. Well, thank you for keeping the public safe from your odd and exotic pet that you had. We appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS. Your wild animal is a pet. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about a 12-foot python that was found in a guy's toilet.
And this keeps happening, much to Kevin's chagrin.
Yes, it does.
Damn, that is nasty.
We want to know if you have a wild animal as a pet. Hello.
Not my pet, but it's my neighbor's.
Oh, right. Yeah. What's he got?
A few dozen large spiders and tarantulas in her apartment.
Kevin loves spiders and tarantulas.
I'm out.
I don't go past that house anymore. I don't even want to close to it. I'm out too.
I can't really blame you. Why does he have all of them? I mean, I know that people like it and it's cool and weird, but what's his reason exactly, do you know?
Occupation is a vet tech, so kind of. Yeah.
No, I didn't expect an actual answer.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Yep. Makes sense.
Right on. All right, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your exotic pet.
Yeah, so I have a spider monkey, and trip on this. To keep him from going anywhere, I feed him hot Cheetos.
But then he has that really hot poo that he flings.
I don't feel like that helps things at all.
What's his name?
Davey Wavy.
Davey Wavy?
Hey, Davey, sit. Here goes your hot Cheetos. I also have a peacock.
No peacocks, if that's cool. KLOS, you have a wild animal for a pet?
In my teenage years, these friends of mine had a boa constrictor that in the summertime, they had a piece of driftwood screwed up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they would let the snake stay up there for the summer.
Wow.
And
that's kind of cool.
Nope. Summer.
Yeah.
The snake disappeared for like 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, he was in Kevin's toilet.
That is not frightening.
So my one good friend decided that, hey, you know what? We really need to start looking for this thing. They did find the snake all wrapped up in the closet. They were afraid that their cat was going to disappear.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Maybe. Well, Kevin would have been happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
How dare you, sir?
Huge fan of cats.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hi, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey.
Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes.
I love that you guys answer the phone. How cool.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Scott with the Weed Line. We've spoke before.
Hey, what's up, man?
I have a great snake story for you, Kevin. You're going to love this
All
one.
Right.
You know, in the 70s, Alice Cooper used to tour and had snakes on stage. Right. So he actually kept the snakes in his room. Back in those days, Alice was drinking a little bit, and he'd forget to close the bathroom door on certain nights. And more than one occasion, Shep tells the story of having to call down to the lobby and tell him that one of their, 6 foot python has gone down the toilet, is going to come up on someone's toilet on one of the floors in the hotel somewhere.
Oh my god.
But it's like Alice Cooper, so they're like, we'll deal with it. It's okay. It's Alice freaking Cooper. Wow.
Of course, Shep had to deal with all of that.
Damn.
These are like the Helmsley in New York.
Yeah. Oh my god. So little crappy places.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, you keep exotic animals?
Hey, I'm calling because I just heard Rainbow mentioned.
Oh!
Yes, you did.
You heard it. It was all about Kevin's bottom. It's like a rainbow.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you want to get in on this this virtual concert that is happening this Saturday at 2 p.m.?
I heard Judas Priest and I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, Rob is going to be there. Sammy Hagar is going to be playing. And you could buy tickets. It helps out Ronnie's Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund, ..
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds good, too. Definitely.
Screw it. We'll give you the ticket since you mentioned Rainbow.
That's so awesome. Really glad to hear it.
Congrats, man. 95.5 KLOS.
What are you doing over there? Hey.
Southern California's rock station. We just discovered this story, and I love it so much.
Right.
Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
There's a city in somewhere in Minnesota where they started having clown spottings again.
Isn't that weird? That comes and goes. I suppose maybe COVID shut it down for a while. All the clowns were sick and probably taking care of each other, and they weren't able to go out and scare people for no reason. Wandering around dressed as clowns.
I couldn't love it more.
I know a couple of people who, if they were to see clowns out and about, would just absolutely lose their minds. I mean, and it's kind of tempting as a result to kind of go do that.
That's what I think. It looks like a lot of fun. People freak out when you see a clown just like walking across the street. That's insane. So here's what the Facebook page reads from the police in Annandale. Annandale residents. Concerns about a clown in the area have been brought to my attention. Oh. The Annandale police is aware of this individual, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
Which they don't know who he is, though, or who
she is? In order to take any action about individuals who are potentially concerning, we need to justify legal basis of terms of alarm or annoyance.
Right.
I don't think they can really do anything
about
this.
No, if you're just wandering around on public property, dressed as a clown, staring at folk, what's there to say?
I don't think they can do anything about it.
No.
This happens every couple of months, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. It was dead for a while, if it were. And maybe it was down in the sewers. Maybe. You know, they all float down
there. And then somebody else saw it and thought, oh, that would be really funny. And so I think this is the newscast.
I think we have it.
Yeah. Other officials in a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently.
I like the way he says multiple clown sightings
recently.
In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently. And viewer Mary Faber just sent us photos and videos of at least one clown she spotted herself.
Man, I could send people video of clowns that I spotted all the time.
All day. Sightings are getting mixed reaction from residents.
They're not all positive?
Fox 9's Mitty Hicks reports some are pretty nervous about this, while others, not concerned at all.
So would it matter if it was carrying a red, balloon? Would that make it scarier?
Or
does it matter?
I honestly don't think you would need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking from the clown's point of view. I don't think you need to do that to scare people.
Very rough for us to think from a clown's point of view.
Just weird. You know, like, it's not a normal thing you see in a small town.
Katie Daniels is talking about running around in the town of Annandale.
With a mask on.
She says its antics are anything but funny.
Its antics. Did you catch that? That was almost what's-her-face from CNN.
Anything but funny.
The person.
For residents like Katie.
You don't know what's going to happen.
They're wondering about the clown's intentions.
When I saw him scare the kids, I was like, nope, I'm done. Like,
yeah, no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. I mean, clowns are supposed to. I've never found clowns entertaining.
I didn't either.
I hated them.
Can you imagine being a clown?
No, that seems like you're, I don't know.
At the circus?
No, that's a lot of work. And
1-year-old parties at home?
Oh, and vomit.
You're sitting out in the car and you're putting on your makeup and you're sobbing.
You're sobbing.
That's not cool, And he like literally ran right by them, and these kids are crying because
no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. Scare the adults. That's hilarious.
Running by the adults is funny.
That's
as hell.
Hilarious.
Not a normal clown. It's not a normal clown.
But
that's not a normal clown. It's not a normal clown.
That's not normal.
Others in this small town of about 3,300 believe the person is out to lighten the mood after a tough year.
I can guarantee you
that's not the case.
No, they get hired if they want to lighten the mood. They don't just wander out into the street.
I haven't heard of anything dangerous happening with him. I think it's just somebody out having a fun time.
It's probably her. She's the clown.
It's her, isn't it?
Yeah. No. The clown's cool, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried
about the clown.
Up the road in Maple Lake.
Okay, hold up.
No,
hold
up. No, is that what hold I think up. It is?
Yes.
No.
This is now, they're going to interview Queen Clown.
Oh, Queen Clown.
This is the, I guess, mother of all clowns? I don't know.
I hate the way her series ended. You know, it started off really good, and then it just sort of petered out.
She is playing a ukulele.
No, I knew it!
And she wants to stand up for her kind.
Another small town is a big player.
If you're happy and you know.
In the professional clown industry.
Oh, man, that song. That song has always angered me deeply.
The professional clown industry.
Rated R. And you know what he is.
eat it now.
Trick. That's just frightening.
Sounds like porn.
Just that is frightening.
Manuel toured with the Ringling Brothers, the biggest circus in the country.
Then make a note of it. Right. It's the biggest.
This is the most important story she's ever done.
The most important clown.
And I'm right there.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
So now they've got a huge picture on the wall of maybe 10,000 clowns.
Ooh.
And she's pointing to one little spot. She's saying, I'm right there.
Sure.
You can't
sure
see
you
anyone.
Do you ever see The Shining, you know?
Real clowns, true clowns, are people who just want to bring joy to other people.
Mm. Ah. I'll buy that. I will buy that, 100%. I don't get it. It seems really miserable. But I believe that...
Maybe that's how you start?
Yeah, but not the ones wandering around on the street, you know?
I love those, though. I want to be one of those.
Pretty clever.
All right. If you were a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have more from Queen Clown?
Maybe.
Says clowns get a bad reputation because of bad actors.
Or very serious announcers.
All right, I've heard enough. So, you were a clown.
If, right, yes.
That job of going to someone's birthday party and being a clown.
Yeah.
Especially in Southern California when it's hot.
Hot, yeah.
And your clown makeup is running and the kids are punching you in the junk.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that's the thing. That's what kids are going to do.
I don't feel like that's a good game.
No. How did you love it? You must love it. You must have a... Or you're torturing yourself.
I don't think so. I think...
Let's find out.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You're a clown.
You're a clown.
You are or were a clown. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I know that you're kind of thinking now, Kevin, about dressing up as a clown and wandering the streets and frightening people. But I got to tell you, I'm talking to someone here who says, what did she say exactly? She just said, I want to hunt them and scare the crap out of them. And I know it's more than that. She's going to chase them down, man.
She's going to chase the clowns down?
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to ride a scooter. They'll never
catch
me.
You said that perfectly happily, like some sort of sick, demented clown. That was beautiful.
Sir, you're a clown?
Yes, I am.
It's another person in a windstorm. Are you?
You are a clown.
Well, I have been in the past.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
Why?
But it was a good time.
Was it a good time?
And why did you stop if it was so damn great?
You know, I think at some point the kids start getting a little aggressive and start making...
That's what I would think.
I would think that would happen from day one, that the kids would be abusive.
They're kind of out to get you, aren't they, sort of?
Well, yeah, you start making them the balloon animals, and then they start wanting weapons out of them, and then, you know, it turns to chaos.
Right on. Well, I'm sorry you've given up clowndom, but thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS, are you a clown? Or someone you love, a clown?
No.
Mm.
No.
But the word I got to say is John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I know someone who used to collect his artwork.
That's more than a word.
Yeah. you cheated on that. Hey.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, am I 13?
I don't know. When were you born? Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Are you a clown?
Hi.
Another person in a
My name is Shirley, and I used to be a clown, and I just wanted to call in.
Yes, please.
Okay, you used to be a clown. Was it ever fun?
It was always fun.
Real? Do you know how to play the ukulele?
Please say yes.
No, I do not.
Okay. What kind of clown were you?
I was a birthday clown for parties and grand opening.
And the kids were never abusive or anything?
No. As a matter of fact, they were mostly scared.
That's what you want out of your clowns. We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up for $7,500.
What?
$7,500.
$500. Damn.
Yes.
And lay it from Cheap Trick. Light up the fire.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that is Corey Taylor. Samantha's gone. So what'd you do over the weekend?
Well, Saturday I got my vaccine.
Right. Now, we did that on Saturday as well. We had a nice long line sitting in the car, and I texted about it, and I said my wife just got her first shot, and she didn't really have any reaction. She started floating in midair for about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but other than that, not really.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I was asking people if they had any reactions.
Okay.
Dan of the Apes says he got the second shot, and now he can cook a Hot Pocket with his finger. Mark Winters says Bill Gates keeps trying to ask what I'm doing today through my new microchip. And Daddy Dog says, actually got my second shot on Monday, and the tail and horns are starting to shrink. But he has fabulous phone reception now, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Wow. Not bad.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital. It wasn't ideal. Look, you might feel terrible.
Especially if you had it. You had COVID twice.
Yes, and the roughest one was just this past beginning of January.
And so what I've heard is if your first vaccine after actually having it can be pretty nasty. It was nasty.
It was pretty nasty, but I expected it to be pretty nasty. So I woke up on Sunday and I was, you know, freezing.
Right.
And hot and freezing and hot.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was like, look, it does give you some peace. That you know it's not from sickness.
Right. It's a reaction to the vaccine.
This is a reaction to the vaccine.
Right.
So what I'm feeling is not sickness.
But your body doesn't know that. Your body's like, I just got over this.
No, but my mind knows. Okay, yes. Well, I'm fine.
Yeah, but your body's like,
Yes. I'm fine. And I just thought, well, it's going to be a crappy day and I'll live. And then my head started hurting. And I took my temp. I just thought, you know what? I remember what it felt like having COVID.
Right. And of course. You never forget that.
I would take the temperature at night and those little ones that you stick in your mouth, when they're finished, if it's average, it goes beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. Like that. So you know it's finished. When it's above 100, it goes beep, 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 beep.
You're going to die. Hey, dude.
And I took it so many times in the dark when I was sleeping back when I had it. So I took it, and I was like, well, I mean, maybe I should look at it. And I looked at it, it was 104.
Come on! Wow.
Seems dangerous.
You don't have that much brain power to cook, and I'm right there. Yeah, exactly. I couldn't live with that.
Yeah, so then I took it again, and it was 103.9, so then I was like, all right, I guess I can go.
They must know you in the ER now. You were there over New Year's.
No, I went to a different one.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah.
I'm spreading myself around.
You're like, now they're going to let me in again. Yet more COVID?
No, they were incredibly kind. It took them a while to bring my temperature down, but everything.
How'd they do that? They put you in a bath of ice?
No, they did not, although I have had that before too. No, I had like two IVs. They were giving me fluids.
Hold on, we need to circle back to the bath of ice.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
How much did you pay for that? That sounds fun.
It was not fun.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I was naked in a bath of ice and I was at UCLA,
right,
which is a teaching hospital. So the doctor would come in with 17 students.
Oh my God. So they're like presenting shrinkage. Yes. This is what it's all about.
So eventually I said, hey, I don't want to, you know, be bad about this or anything.
But I'm dying!
I would really rather not have that many people in the room when I'm in a bath of ice because I'm dying.
Yeah.
So anyway,
right.
So yesterday I was in the ER for about 6 hours.
Oh, come on.
6 to 7 hours,
that's
horrible. It was not fun.
What are you doing here?
It's not
go
fun.
Home.
No, I'm
go
fine.
To sleep.
Not fine.
Oh my God, dude. No wonder you get it all the time. You just push yourself so hard.
I
almost
really
use a naughty word there. So gosh
really
darn hard.
Push myself.
Yes,
that
you
hard.
Do.
No, I don't.
Dude, you've been working mornings 30 years,
yeah,
and going everywhere and all the crazy stuff you do. And
right.
Damn,
all right,
girl.
I've been pushing myself,
yes,
hard. All right, listen. But that was a thing that we knew what it was. Even if I feel less than perfect today, I know what it is because it's not a sickness.
Worse than that, just take advantage of it.
So
I don't feel very good. I better stay home.
Hello? I like work. What's wrong with you? I was off work for a year.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's true. All right. Fair enough.
No, so all good.
I'm so glad you're feeling better,
all
dude.
Good. By the way, I would take the vaccine again tomorrow if I had the same side effects COVID is so much worse.
Yeah. There you go. Say that again.
I would take.
Everybody know.
I would take the vaccine again tomorrow if it had the exact same side effects and I was in the hospital for 6 hours.
Why?
Because COVID is so much worse. You can't imagine. Day 8, day 9, day 10, you're like, I can't do this anymore. I would do it again tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm happy I have it. I'm happy it's behind me. I'm bulletproof now.
For at least 6 months.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So you got your first vaccine shot.
I did. Last Saturday, I finally got the notice from UCLA, hey, come on down, get your shot, old man. And everybody's been asking all sorts of advice, all sorts of, you know, I mentioned it on a couple social media platforms. Well, you know, have Tylenol ready, be ready to sleep for a while. You're going to feel sick. All these different things.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
does that happen to everybody?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody so far, and what I'm really curious about is how many people have had a different experience as well, because every single experience seems to be different.
Call us if you have a weird experience or one that seems to be different from everybody else. 818-955. KLOS.
Yeah, with your first shot of Moderna, you're going to be this weekend, right?
Saturday,
your first jab.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so so I was kind of prepared. I was like, you know, I had advice on what to do with my arm because it's going to hurt. Have it in your left arm if you're a righty. All this kind of stuff.
It seems lame.
It does.
It seems lame.
It's nice, though. Everybody is really nice.
But it seems lame to get advice for an arm that hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's not broken. It's just you got a shot.
Well,
it hurts.
Apparently, some people, it kind of freezes up and it kind of, you know, get a little hard area around it. And if you keep doing this, you know, moving it and stuff, then it helps. And so I was sort of prepared. I wasn't concerned about it at all. I just wanted to get it done. I got to tell you, I waltzed into the place, literally, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
But you have a partner?
Yeah, you know. Which really upset everybody. They got out of my way, which is kind of nice. No, but I was in and out in 25 minutes. It was
really?
An actual, walk-in place, and UCLA had it set up so well. And I kind of want to have, for my second shot in about a month, someone from UCLA come here and give me that second shot. Maybe you can have yours. Maybe we can...
How long do you have to wait?
Up. That's like a month. I have it scheduled now, but I'm thinking, you know, it'd be a public service thing if UCLA is interested in coming down here, talking about all the weird questions people have. I mean, it is. It's all up in the air. It's a first time for this. So, of course, it's...
Do people get sick from the first shot? Because a lot of people got sick, I heard, from the second shot.
I've heard both. I've heard that if you had it, if you've actually had COVID, then the first shot can knock you down.
Oh, that sucks for me so
much. Right? Because you've had it twice. You've been in line twice.
And recently, just like New Year's Day, I had it.
But I got to tell you, man, and I think I had it. I'm like that kid on that.
I'm still living.
Yeah, I'm still living. I thought I had. I'm pretty sure I did because I was sick for like 6 weeks. I had a couple of weeks off and on of fever. I've never been so sick in my life last year.
Right. What? You know. But when in the year?
It was February. That was like, you know, when it was really happening last February.
Oh, okay. So it was over a year ago.
Yeah. So, you know, I was ready for whatever. I'm like, this will be a reaction. It's not an actual sickness if I do have any kind of symptoms.
Yeah, you don't panic because you know that's what it is.
Yeah. So you know what happened?
Huh?
Nothing.
You weren't tired?
My arm doesn't hurt.
You weren't drained?
I wasn't drained. I wasn't
tired. You didn't have a temperature?
I didn't get sick. I didn't get a temperature. I was able to speak French fluently for about half an hour.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then it faded?
Yeah, it faded. No, but seriously, I mean, I was shocked. I was like, I was ready for, you know, a real ass kicking from this, and nothing happened at all.
You seem disappointed almost.
I guess that's
Slug
not the right
a guy
word.
Who really looks forward to and a good ass kicking.
Yeah, actually, I was looking forward to a good excuse for not doing much work for a while. I was really gonna, but I couldn't lie about it on this.
I'm so sorry. Exactly. I'm so sick. I can't come in.
I was really thinking about it. You know, I got to tell you, because, you know, I mean, I wanted to really just kind of blow out and have a great weekend.
Sure.
And then, you know, I'd come in back today, maybe tomorrow.
Well, let me just say, next Monday, I am out. All right, listen, if you had a different experience.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Call us now. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
And that is, someone mentioned the Cream song White Room a little while ago in relation to our precious little contest today, and made me need to hear that one, Apocalyptica's cover, the new one with Jacoby Shaddix. Good stuff, White Room there.
We are talking about getting your vaccine.
Yeah,
the especially
first shot.
The first shot, yep. And the problems that maybe you had. Who's this?
This is retired Green Beret Doug. But if you get COVID, sir, you will know it. You won't be guessing. You'll know it.
Yeah, I had it, and I knew it.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
So have you had your shot? Have you had your first vaccination?
Yeah, got the first one, sailed right through that puppy. The second one knocked me on my ass.
Interesting,
so the second one was the bad
after
one.
Having it. Doug, thanks for calling in. KLOS. Stereo.
Hey, guys.
Hey. You got your first vaccine shot?
Yeah, this is a friend who was in his early 60s who had it. He had his doctor advise him to go get the shot, and he got it, and he had a blood clot in his leg, and his leg swelled up to 4 times its normal size.
Now, why are you telling me? But that's an exception, right?
Well, it's interesting,
I don't know. I'm just saying, I thought it was noteworthy.
Yeah.
Muggo said nothing happened at all.
To me, yes, but it's different with everybody. Yeah. So I guess, Kevin, what I should do is probably massage your leg and make sure that there's no blood clots in there. Here we go.
Good.
No, I'm starting now while you take this call.
KLOS, hello.
Just relax.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Rhonda from San Pedro, and I just wanted to give my little input.
Yes,
please do. I had the Moderna, and the first shot, I had no symptoms other than my arm was sore for about 4 days.
Okay,
and about 40 days later, I had the second shot, and I was ready. You know, I took my Advil, and I was ready, went to bed, and I woke up with this crazy stiff neck. It was stiff for about all day, probably about 8 hours.
A stiff neck? I've not heard that one.
Mm-mm, yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
Did you have any other Did you have any other symptoms, like illness, or you felt like you had a cold or anything?
No. Huh. I was a little groggy, true. I was a little groggy, and my neck hurt all day. But other than that, it was good to go, and I'm ready to face the world now.
Welcome Fantastic. Back. Thanks for calling in. I think it's interesting that everybody has different experiences with this stuff.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there.
So, my name is Monique. I've been listening to Sluggo since 1994. Anyways, I wanted to tell you about my experience getting the
vaccine?
Second dose of the Moderna vaccine.
It was the second one that hurt you? Not the first one?
The first one, it was... Actually, the first one was bad, too.
Oh, was it? Great. Wow, what?
Great.
So, in the middle of the night, like, I wake up and, like, my arm is just throbbing. Huh. And then the next day I woke up and I just felt like just, you know, tired and just like lagged, you know, just, and then with the second one, so like eight hours after I got my second dose of the Moderna vaccine, I started throwing up. Oh. I had the fever, the chills.
This was the second one, but wow.
Wow.
Yeah, damn. Monique, thanks for calling. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. I know you. We haven't chatted in a while, but thanks for calling in.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. I think you guys are great together. I listen to you guys every single day on my ride home. And yeah, you guys are fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Feel better.
All right.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You had your vaccine?
Yeah, I got the Johnson & Johnson shot. It'll be 2 weeks on Thursday. And, you know, I got it like at 4:15. And then at about 10 o'clock at night, my feet started to like move a little bit, and all of a sudden I had the chills for about an hour where, you know, I pick up a glass, water shaking.
Wow.
And I'm literally uncomfortable. I didn't sleep very well, had body soreness for about a day and a half. Wow. But I still kept on and did my usual, you know, gym routine and everything else, and the next day I was fine.
Now, Johnson & Johnson is the one you don't have to go back after so much time, right? You just have the one shot and that's it. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my arm was barely sore. My friends had, one friend didn't have any symptoms except a sore arm. The other one had the same thing that I did, plus she had a fever.
Wow. I love that. I think it's so interesting.
Yeah,
I just wonder
great.
If that one's
it's
a little
really
more
great.
Intense.
I
thanks
love
for
it.
Calling in. Yeah.
you guys are doing a great job, by
oh,
the way.
Thanks,
happy to have you on the air.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. So, I'm hoping that we can get UCLA. I'm actually going to try and get a hold of them to come down here for my second shot. Maybe you can have yours as well, and maybe
right.
we can just answer some questions. It'll be about in a month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't think we felt that earthquake here, did we?
No. I didn't feel anything, and I just talked to a couple people, and nobody's felt a 5.9. It happened near the California-Nevada border, and apparently felt in the Bay Area.
5.9 is pretty big.
Yeah, it's about half an hour ago or so.
Yeah.
Of course, I have friends who are there. This nice, super, unbelievably G-rated, nice woman and her daughter just took their first vacation in a couple of years and drove to San Francisco.
Nice.
Stayed in Oakland.
What?
In a horrible little motel. There was a murder outside.
That's a whole different
night.
Kind of vacation.
And now I'm trying to get a hold and see if they felt the earthquake. Damn. Don't go on vacation with Kim. That's all I can say.
That's good advice.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about moms and dadisms.
All right.
They really seem to say this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Or did for a long time.
I think this got started yesterday. We played Pink Floyd, and at the end of Money, he says, you know, someone says cruising for a bruising.
Yes, cruising for a bruising was one that my dad used.
Yep, my dad too, all the time.
Here's one where a mom said, not my circus, not my monkey.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah, that's a good
love
one.
It. Yeah.
I don't hate that one
nope,
at all.
That's a gooder.
Good enough for government work?
I also say that. Oh my God, I should be a parent. Wow, I slipped
you
into the parent zone.
Your dad. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Oh yeah, I heard that one a lot.
When standing in front of something she wanted to see, you make a better door than
a window.
Sure.
Mom,
people
dad.
In hell want ice water. I happen to like that one a bit, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Act your age, not your shoe size.
That's Prince.
Yeah.
Prince is a dad.
That's true. do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. You know what? They didn't say that. They were pretty good examples. I bet your parents are pretty...
They were pretty good.
What happened to us, then?
I don't know.
See, this is what happens. Be nice, G-rated, wonderful parents, and you get kids like us.
I don't know what happened to us, but then we must be constant disappointments.
No kidding.
Here are top 20 dad phrases, and then we're going to take your calls.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS, the things your moms and dads said.
Maybe you found yourself now saying it as a parent, too.
Like Sluggo.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Do you think I'm made of money?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, it's all about money always.
When I was your age.
Mm-hmm. ...
I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you again. How does that...
Not going to tell you again.
I mean, how does that fit into
yes,
what parents
are.
Say?
Yeah, well, because,
you're
going
to tell me another 70 times.
Yeah.
Were you raised in a barn?
Yep.
Don't talk back to your mother.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, if you were told to jump off a cliff, would you?
If your friends were all jumping off a cliff. Yeah, maybe. I don't
you
know.
Go, well, think about it.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Wait, which side are you on? Are you on the side with the... Stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about.
That is one I absolutely heard.
Don't Woo! Tell your mother.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yep. Waste not, want not.
No. That's too...
You're not going out in that. Mostly for...
No, that's when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughter's
back
Friday.
In the day, yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Now, don't go spending a lot on me.
Yeah,
a little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
There you go. Because I'm the mom, that's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're
is
in New York
real
City.
Statement?
Oh, yeah. You never. Really?
The parents? No.
Night, go to sleep, whatever. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm saying it wrong.
You're saying it
yes,
way wrong.
I know. But yeah, that would be the last phrase.
I don't know that I've ever really heard that.
Oh, yeah. One of my parents used to say that
really?
All the time. Yeah. And I was like.
All right. Stuff your moms and dadisms.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955. KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
And I'd love to hear if you actually are saying it now as an adult.
Agreed.
Caught yourself like, oh, no.
No.
You know, I really like the Metallica version of that. We should play that at some point. And hey, we got some Metallica stuff to give away
we
pretty
do.
Soon, too. Nice.
Not right now. Don't go for that right now because we're taking calls right now on moms and dadisms.
Yes, my dad used to say dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
Good old dad.
I love you. Have a sense of humor about that.
Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You for calling.
Thank you. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
That's, if you have nothing to do, don't do it here.
Oh, yeah.
That was my dad's favorite phrase when he wanted me to get out of where he was when I was. Hey, do you guys need a third wheel at your show? I'll be more than happy to.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
In a moment.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Moms and dadisms.
Hey, my dad used to say to me all the time, you want me to blister your ass?
Booster your ass?
Blister.
Blister.
Oh.
Very different.
Yeah. I thought he was going to put a rocket somewhere and shoot you off to the moon.
No.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We're good.
Good. We're traveling at a speed of 50 miles.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yeah. My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
Eat it or wear it. Well, I've never heard that.
No.
How is that an acceptable thing to say?
I only challenged him once, my friend, and he meant it.
And he threw the food on you.
Oh, absolutely.
I kind of love your dad.
He's kind of a great guy.
Nice.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about that. We didn't challenge Dad, and I. No, that would have been a death sentence. 818-955-KLOS, Mom and Dadism. Yeah, so sometime very soon, we will give you the Black Album from Metallica and put you on the standby boarding list. Go to ATL Live in Atlanta this fall if you are 21 or older. Sometime between now and 5 or 6, we'll give you a chance to do that.
Don't call for that right now. We are talking about moms and dadisms. KLOS, hello.
All right. My dad used to say, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others, an average man learns from his own mistakes, and a stupid man never learns.
Wow, that's kind of a long one, but all right.
So every time he started saying it, were you like, oh my God, here we go again?
Yeah, I knew what he was referring to.
Did you know which one you were?
Oh, I know which one I am.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS, Mom and Dad isms.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
Oh, oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on.
I tell my kids now.
Oh, do you?
You do.
All the time.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hi, KLOS, Moms and Dad isms.
What's up? I got one for you probably never heard of.
All right.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Is that a phone booth reference?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Like from the old days?
You know, my grandfather was from Missouri, 10 out of 12 children on the farm. I don't know. It came from somewhere.
Right. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for dropping your dime.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
My dad used to tell us when we were little kids, you could F up a wet dream.
That is so nice.
I don't know what that meant.
Of course not.
Yeah, you start taking it in the wrong direction, I guess. I don't know.
What kind of thing is that from a dad to say to a kid?
Exactly. We must have been 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah. You really didn't even...
God.
Wow. Right on, Dad. Need some counseling. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
Yeah, my dad used to say, go play on the freeway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, or I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't get mad. What?
I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't know what that one means.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that was a little silly.
That's a little weird.
One more. I got one more, which is go play on the freeway.
Sure.
That seems familiar. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling.
You got told that a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. 818-955-KLOS. Sharam, your mom and dad is
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We are talking about the stuff your parents used to say that maybe you find yourself saying now to your kids.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Yep. Hi. Well, I have one that my mom always said. It said, she said...
Sorry, hey, can you turn your radio down? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Listening to you guys.
No worries. Somebody's got to. Thank you for doing that.
If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably not a dog.
Instead of a little twist. Yeah.
I like it.
And then she always said, don't be a Kia. And I'd be like, what does that mean? She's like, a know-it-all.
Oh, so interesting. Like an anagram.
He's got his own little anagram going.
Figure it all out. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, that was a smarter family than most of ours.
Yes, agreed. Smarter than mine for sure.
KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
He had so many, but my favorite was probably the you can't bull S a bull S-er.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And this is the man who also kept his exotic pet to this day, but the 20 years old now, but it's a rattlesnake on top of his gun safe.
Oh, wow.
On top of his gun
Western
safe.
Diamondback.
Wow, are you serious? That's a hell of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's great when people come over and they go to look at the gun safe, get anywhere near it, and you hear the rattle.
Pretty strong.
My dad used to enjoy killing rattlesnakes. He was really good at it, taking a shovel and chopping their heads off.
Kill them and cook them and eat them, but that was the pet.
Yeah, he loved
20
it.
20 years
That's
old
interesting.
Now.
What's his name?
Rattlesnake.
Wow. Very creative.
Going deep. That's awesome.
Maybe you should eat that one.
Yeah, what do you taste like?
I don't know. The younger ones taste better.
Okay. All right.
That would be a very weird, isolated thing to say. Yes, you didn't know what you were talking about. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS.
My dad used to say, how do you get into a house with no doors and windows? You run around and around and around until you're all in.
I mean, that's more of a joke.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I tell my kids I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
And do they look at you like, oh, my God, Dad.
Oh, my God, he's going off again. I'm going to listen to a radio station that's going to take calls, and I'm going to tell on him.
All those looks you used to give Dad, and now they're giving them to you.
Absolutely.
Good times. Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Hey, I got a dadism for you.
Do it.
My dad once told me you should have been a job.
That's hilarious.
There's deep love from Dad.
That's hilarious.
You forget to get him a lot of birthday cards since then?
Oh, yeah, locker room.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello. We're talking about momisms and dadisms.
First, I want to tell you, y'all make radio interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The dadism I have is my stepdad used to always tell me when I was in the bathroom to write my way on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
So how much what?
To write your what?
Out. Write my name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
Dip out.
Dip out. Write your name on the wall so I knew how much to dip out.
I don't get it.
So write my weight.
Weight.
Oh, your weight on the wall to know how
so
much to...
So he would know how much to dip out.
He was saying that I was tired, basically.
Right. Right. We got that you were tired. Right.
I didn't. I'm lost. I don't know what Dad's talking about.
Oh, yeah. It was a stepdad. But
that
yeah.
was a hell of a trip
oh,
right
step
there.
Dad.
Stepdad.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That guy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
Hey. It's KLOS?
Yep.
Hey, so I just wanted to, you know, share some f***ing awesome news.
Yes, please.
My 7-year-old nephew is, next week is the last chemo.
Oh, treatment. Nice.
That is great
awesome.
News. Wow.
Yeah, so he's, as of today, all the doctors said, you know, he's cancer-free.
Wow.
He's only going to be doing one more cancer treatment, and he's good.
That's fantastic. How long has he been dealing with it?
Since December the 12th.
Wow.
The day he took him to Loma Linda, it's all taken care of.
And he has to do nothing else after one more treatment.
One more treatment, he's
oh,
done.
That's so great.
What's his name?
His name is Colin Matthew.
Colin?
Colin, yes, sir.
Colin, the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year is dedicated to Colin.
Man.
Alice in Chains times two. Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'd like to introduce you to the Sperminator.
Well, hello.
It's not me. I'm saying this is a different person.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
He's 44 years old. He has fathered 78 children.
Oh, what is he? What was that guy that like half the world is related to? Ming the Merciless. That's not right. That's from Flash Gordon.
Let's just leave it at that. I like it.
Yep.
New York sperm donor Ari Nagel has 13 other children on the way as well.
Oh, dude.
He's a professor. It doesn't say at what school. He's a professor. He says he has a great life, even if he does struggle financially.
And enjoys a lot of time in a little room.
Because he doesn't charge.
Oh, really? He just provides for free.
He has relationships with several of his children. He has 78.
Wow, yeah, I guess. I hope. Well, at least 14 of them.
Three? He says that he gets all the joy that other parents experience.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, that can't be.
He used to conceive the old-fashioned way. That was like his pitch. His pitch was, I'm not going to charge you anything, but I got to deliver it in person.
Right.
That was his pitch.
I got to deliver it in person.
However, he was challenged by the U.S. State Department of Health, which said he needed to, quote, apply to be a licensed clinic and stop advertising my services.
Man, you know, come on. If you have the product that people want,
he
should
does.
Be able to present the product.
He sure does.
I wonder what delivery time takes. I mean, I would think if he's throwing out that much material, you know, he must be pretty quick. That must
I mean,
be kind of nice.
78. No, but 78.
I guess that's true. That's one night.
In a year?
A couple weeks, yeah.
It's a weekend.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
It's a good weekend. Don't get me wrong.
Especially a long time ago.
He, like I said, he doesn't charge for his services. He continued saying, I think the motivation of why I help these women in some ways, why does anyone have kids? I think in some ways I'm getting a lot of joy and love that a lot of other parents experience.
I almost believe it. I almost do.
Do you?
Yeah. I do. I mean, I think it'd be crazy to know you have that many kids out there. I mean, I have like 50 or 60 myself.
I assume he would have to get something signed that he's not responsible because child support. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, if he's putting together a little, you know, if they're slapping him down saying, hey, you can't run this business, he must have a bunch of stuff, paperwork.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
He says he helps lesbian couples if they need help.
That's cool.
Grow their family.
Right.
There was a single woman that needed help. She couldn't find a man, so he's like...
Yeah, I don't see. I have zero problem with that. It's just amazing that they're 78. That's incredible.
78 and 13 more pregnant.
Yeah. Is that a record, I wonder?
I don't know.
It's got to be up there, but I bet...
What a weird gig.
Yeah.
Now, because of the U.S. Health Department, he has to put it in a cup.
Wait, how was he...
Put it in a cup.
But what was he doing before? What was he doing before?
He was delivering it personally. I told you.
You mean, oh, okay.
He was having sex with women.
Oh.
How is that
difficult? Is that what you were saying?
Yes!
I didn't get that.
He was delivering it personally.
Right. I just thought he was showing up and like, ta-da! Hold on, give me 5 minutes.
He was showing up and going, ta-da. But then they were having sex.
Boom! Then they shut that down.
Then the U.S. stopped.
Boo, mind your own business.
He was being interviewed on, I believe, Dr. Oz or one of those scam shows. Mm-hmm. And this is what he had to say.
Yes, certainly. It's really always up to the mom. Some of them want to do it natural. Some of them want to do it in a clinic if they're too old or they need an egg donor. And some of them might just do it in a cup and then pass it off to them and they'll put it inside. And sometimes it's even through the mail. Pardon?
Have you done it by post?
Yes, I've mailed it to my daughter in Illinois. And I just overnighted it in a cooler. And it
worked. You've sent it to your daughter in Illinois.
And by the way, the clip cut off right there.
Because they're like, shut it down.
You sent it to your daughter.
Why sending it to your daughter?
I wonder. It must be. It has to be.
She was going to
her daughter's friend.
Yes, that would. Well, I guess when you get to 78, maybe you lose track of what's right.
It has to be. He mails it to his daughter. Oh, I'm sorry. That wrong address. My bad.
She's like, Dad, again. Don't send this here.
Can you imagine getting that from your parent?
No. Fortunately not.
Return address, the Sperminator.
Sammy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Tomorrow's a big day here on KLOS.
Why is that?
Dirty Honey is going to be joining Heidi and Frank.
Oh, nice.
To be judges. And they're going to play their own song. They're going to debut a new song.
Oh, nice.
At 9 a.m.
They are the best. And they're going to sit in on Stay or Go. Wow. Can you imagine like proper rock stars sitting down to judge your song live on the air, taking calls is what they do on Friday mornings, Heidi and Frank, to say, no, boo, that song sucks. You have no talent.
That would be a little frightening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Then Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick is going to join Marcy at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
And then we're going to kick off the weekend with our All Request Fest.
Yeah, it's all party music. Starting at 5.
So that's all coming
and
up
And all
tomorrow.
Weekend. It's all nonstop party music all weekend.
All right.
So you love Dolly Parton, right? What kind of psycho doesn't love Dolly Parton? I think she is the nicest, coolest, most wonderful human being in the world. When I heard she was kicking $1 million into help out make Moderna available, the vaccine,
yep,
I was amazed. And then she, have you seen the video yet? Sat down to have a shot. Oh,
no,
yeah.
Because I don't like watching people get shots.
Oh, that's right. We just
which
discussed
we
this
mentioned yesterday.
Oh, well, they did it in a way that they didn't have to tear her skin, so it wouldn't have bothered you maybe so much.
What?
I'm lying to you.
Okay,
now. Go ahead and watch the video right now. But they're all saying she had a dose of her own medicine, and she said she's dead serious about the vaccine. She's old enough to actually get it, so she kicked in the $1 million, and then just yesterday, or whenever it was, a couple days ago, she actually had it herself.
She said, don't worry, I'm old enough.
Yeah, right? She's not, I'm not jumping the line, even though I kicked in some cash. So just, I love Dolly Parton. I just thought that was super cool, and good on her for making that happen.
She is very cool.
We gotta find that audio. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of parody songs now. She sang Jolene while she was getting the shot, but people have changed that up, of course. You should dig those out.
Coming up next, we're gonna talk about songs that you absolutely should not like.
Yeah. Fess up. What are those really bad songs you love?
But you do. That's next on KLOS.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody that you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Crazy video for that one. Do you remember that? She was Alice in Wonderland. She turned into a cake. They start chopping into her, eating her. I was like, wow, I'm too sober for this.
So you drank it. It was great.
Of course. It was perfect.
Sure. Tell me about your poll that you put up. Was it a poll?
Yeah, just ask people. I'm like, let's be honest. What is the really bad song that you love? Like, every time you hear it, you're going to listen to it. You turn it up. You don't care what people say. And I was amazed how many people stepped up and responded.
But you know, in your heart, that it's crappy.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. I mean, there's really no doubt around, you know, about it that, for example, Puttin' on the Ritz by Taco. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Cover from the 80s.
Not Tiger, a fan.
Tiger the Dog answered that one, says one of her favorites. Top of the World by the Carpenters. Do you remember that one?
Top of the World.
I actually really like that song. It's terrible.
I don't remember
the Carpenters. The Pina Colada song. If you like Pina Colada. Made Veronica's list. She loves that one. Then
that's a bad one, though.
It is really bad.
Yeah, listen.
I understand there's some sort of story behind
I'll
this
tell
whole song.
You.
Yeah?
Okay. I'll tell you.
One don't of these days?
Don't ask now.
Okay. All right. The First Noel says, so many, Just a Friend by Bismarck jumps
because he can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
I mean, he literally can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
He's completely off tune.
Barry Manilow made the list. Karen says Copacabana.
I can't stand Barry Manilow.
Come on, let's listen to this for a long time. Woo!
Yeah! That's probably enough.
Thank
you. Yeah, no.
But then I have one here that I'm pretty damn sure, as I recall, you actually like, and I have to admit, I like it too.
Okay.
Chris said Topow's Heart and Soul. Do you remember that song?
I do remember that song.
And it's one of those that just vanished through the cracks. I mean, it's never, ever, ever going to play on KLOS.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But because they're terrible songs.
Yes, exactly.
We're saying that up front.
Right, exactly.
Yes. We're going to take your calls, too, at 818-955-KLOS, and that's 818-955-5567, with songs that you know are terrible. You're admitting that up front. And by the way, here's another one.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh. I mean, it was amazing in the movie. It was fun, but I don't ever want to hear it.
Because it's associated with the movie.
Yes.
And I remember so much of the lines of the movie and everything else. Yeah. It's a terrible song.
It is really bad. Yeah.
Terrible.
And it's really long. It's like 4.5 minutes.
That might be the worst song we've mentioned so far.
Yeah.
But I like it just because I have memories of that movie.
Amazing
Ghostbusters
film.
For a long time was my favorite movie.
Hell yeah. That's a big Twinkie.
Yeah. So if you want to call with songs that you know are bad, but you like them, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about songs that you know are bad.
You know, it's amazing. You know, we throw something out there on Twitter or whatever, and you never know what kind of response you're going to get. You're always surprised the ones that actually, like, everybody latches onto.
And you did this one on Twitter.
Yeah, a while back, and I just got so many responses, people admitting all the terrible songs they like.
Listen, it's a bad song, but you like it.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
This is Dallas from Montana.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
And we're doing well. What song is terrible, but you like?
Mr. Roboto, Sticks.
Mr. Roboto!
That is a bad song.
That's a bad song.
And I really liked Sticks. But then I was like, nope, not so much.
Thanks for the call. KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Who's this? Where are you from?
This is Craig. I'm from Riverside.
All right. What's a song that's terrible that you love?
Well, you know, I can't say I love it, but I like it a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't remember who it's by. But it's Electric Avenue.
Oh, Eddie Grant.
Yeah, my wife hates it. I hate it, but I love it.
Electric Avenue. Yeah. That was a really cool video, too. I don't know that that's a terrible song.
That's a terrible song.
Is it?
Nah. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What song do you, what song is bad, but you like it?
I don't even want to say this.
Say it.
Staying Alive by the
Bee
Gees.
Same.
Staying Alive.
By the way, same.
Yeah, no.
I love that song.
It was a good movie. Saturday Night Fever was a pretty good movie.
Oh, I don't know.
That was a terrible movie.
Horrible.
But
except
I agree
for the dancing bits. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, what song is bad but you like?
I have two of them for you, actually. All right. Come On, Eileen by Dexter.
Come
Midnight
On, Eileen.
That's a very nasty song, too.
Stupid song and a terrible video.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other one is Always and Forever. I don't know the group.
Always and Forever.
Oh, that's one of those slow jams.
Yeah,
right?
Heatwave, yes. Wow. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there. I think long ago, Universe Far, Far Away, you guys used to play Dr. Demento, and the song I really miss is Dead Puppies.
Oh, Dead Puppies. Dead. Ogden Edsel.
Not much fun.
Yeah, right?
You love that song, huh?
Absolutely.
I guess I can say that is a terrible song, but I love it too, man. Thanks for that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Kristen from Irvine, California.
All right. And we're talking about songs that are bad, but you still like.
I love
Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Ooh, I don't know that one. That's a like a 2000 something, right? You know that one?
Yes, that's like the Friday. It's like that song.
Ooh, I don't know that one either. Oh. I'm so happy. Yay!
Very similar.
But you actually really like it.
Oh, I rock out to it. I mean, it's on my playlist, and if it comes up in the rounds, I will blast it as loud as I can.
You don't mind people know that you like it.
Oh no! All right. I love it. I have fun. Again, I know it's terrible, and that's why I love it.
Good for you. I think that's awesome.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Let's get some more. 818-955-KLOS. You hate to admit it, but you always turn it up and listen to it. 818-955-KLOS.
Getting a tremendous amount of calls on this topic.
It's true. I don't know. I don't know what it was doing.
Something was
that
just
was weird.
Super weird in the studio. Sorry. It's 95.5 KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about songs that you can admit aren't great. Maybe they're bad, but you still like them. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
Corey from Santa Monica.
All right, you have a song that you know is bad but you like?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
The Wild Thing by Tone Loc.
You're right, it's a bad song.
And I love it. That's a really good bad song. Perfect.
Thank you for the call. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
I've got a great, horrible song.
Okay, yes.
That I love.
Yes?
Right, said Fred, I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
I'm too sexy for this radio station. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a gooder. You know, Swedish Eagle brought that song to America. Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Bastard. KLOS, hello.
Hey, detachable penis.
Detachable penis, of course.
A removable apparatus.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, thank you. Song that you know is bad, but you like.
I like Dreamin' by Kenny Nolan.
Oh, that's a good song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a terrible song. That to me is a perfect example
of
a really
song.
Yes, that's awesome. Thanks, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. There's a song that is bad, and you know it, but you like it.
And that song is Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, but I still blast it.
That one is very addictive.
Yes, it is.
How do you feel about Der Kommissar by Falco?
Actually, I blast that one too.
Yeah, they're both exactly wonderfully horrible.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Fabian.
Where are you, Fabian?
I'm in La Habra.
All right, what song do you know is bad, but you love?
How about Sugar Sugar by, I believe it's the Archie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sugar Sugar. That's like going back to the 60s. Oof. That's a gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
that would knock the air out of me.
Bubblegum Pop, I think, can all fall into this category.
Yeah, but you like
right?
it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. We're cruising at 3,000 feet.
And you have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Oh, what a night.
Ah, December 1963.
That is the name of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
You have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
I do, man. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Second
well,
one.
There we go. We've come around then. So
second
that's,
one.
That's, I guess the winner. I guess Right Says Fred actually wins.
It's 95.5 KLOS. Stu, breaking in here with the Kevin and Sluggo Worst Of to deliver some news that I really don't want to have to give you. Especially on this day, we have lost so many great giants of entertainment on December 28th. And we just got news a few minutes ago that John Madden, NFL coaching legend, namesake of the game, Raiders coach, beloved figure in NFL, and you know, a guy who demonstrably changed everything about it, from the way that it sounds to the way that it's played, has passed away. John Madden, 85 years old, just a legend and a giant in the sport. What more can you say? What a life and what a legacy he leaves behind. And we were trying to think, like, you know, what's an appropriate song to play for John Madden and all the great years and everything that he left, it, particularly in this town or in this state, I should say, because it was the Oakland Raiders that he dominated in. So that's actually right in front of our face. This is the perfect song for John Madden. 85 years old. Rest in peace. This is KLOS. Hold on. That's a... not the song that I wanted to play. That is not the song we wanted to play. This is the song that I wanted to play. Let's play this one.